Chapter 1. Step number 1. Set parenting goals that focus on what is important. Parenting never came easy to me. Even though I had worked with children for many years before becoming a mother, there was no comparison between taking care of someone else's kids and raising my own. A large part of it was the round-the-clock, 7 days-a-week vigil that often got to me. No matter where I was, the omnipresence of my bottom-line parenting responsibility hovered in the background. One time, I was boarding a plane in the Santa Rosa airport, and a blaring announcement over the PA system summoned me to the nearest in-house phone. The principal of my son's school had tracked me down. Apparently, there had been an incident that couldn't wait for my return from my business trip. I scrapped my travel plans and rushed to the school. My son had been one of 4 instigators in what turned out to be a full-blown food fight in the cafeteria. It was the vigil that caused my periodic retreats to the bathroom where I could lock the door and cry my eyes out. One such occasion rattled my young children so much that they called my sister. Fortunately, she was able to talk me off the proverbial ledge. As if the vigil didn't create enough pressure, there was the unrelenting bombardment of opinions from everyone around me. Even my postman once opined that the water pistols he saw my kids using in the front yard would lead to more violent actions in the future. To be honest, I didn't find my own footing until a much older, much wiser mother said to me, "The question isn't what others think you should accomplish as a parent. The question is, what do you want to accomplish as a parent?" Up to that point, I had never asked myself that question. I was too busy trying to jump through everyone else's hoops and be the parent that others thought I should be. Finding my own way required stepping out of the competition that parents often find themselves in. A competition that begins with, "My baby was potty trained at 18 months," or "My baby was talking in full sentences at 12 months," or worse, "My baby can read, can yours?" It also required setting up my own arena, one that was free of comparisons and judgment, one in which my goals were the only goals that mattered. Doing this allowed me to figure out what worked and what didn't work for my children and me, because in the end, that's all that really counted. In the end, I discovered that parenting is not a race. It is not a competition. It's a lifelong journey, and a thrilling, rewarding one at that. But that journey must begin with a clear understanding of where you are going, and that requires having goals. Goals that will inspire you and goals that will make your child and you excited about the future. When it comes to your child, what do you want to accomplish as a parent? This isn't a question for your family to answer. It isn't a question for your friends to answer. And it certainly isn't a question for the busybody know-it-alls you encounter in public to answer, even though they will most certainly try. I can't answer the question for you either, but I think I can help you find the answer by sharing with you some of the thinking that led to the formulation of my own parenting goals. My process began with 2 simple questions. 1. What kind of person do I want my child to be? 2. How do I want my child to relate to others?